A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. When Jesus saw the crowds, he went up the mountain, and after he had sat down, his disciples came to him. He begged to teach them, saying, "Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are they who mourn, for they will be comforted. Blessed are the meek, for they will inherit the land. Blessed are they who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they will be satisfied. Blessed are the merciful, for they will be shown mercy. Blessed are the clean of heart, for they will see God. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they will be called children of God. Blessed are they who are persecuted for the sake of righteousness, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are you when they insult you and persecute you and utter every kind of evil against you falsely because of me. Rejoice and be glad, for your reward will be great in heaven." The Gospel of the Lord. This past January, a fairly famous person was quoted in the news cycle for commenting on Scripture. This person was asked if they knew the Ten Commandments, and as a response, said this about the Beatitudes in Matthew's Gospel. "As a practicing Christian, I follow the Beatitudes," this person said. What does the Sermon on the Mount really mean? Blessed are the meek, for they will inherit the earth. It surely does seem to favor the poor and the merciful, and those who in worldly terms don't have a lot, but who have the spirit that God recognizes as the core of love and salvation. End of quote. That person was Hillary Clinton. We too turn to the Beatitudes as a moral compass for our lives as well. We too ask ourselves, what does the Sermon on the Mount really mean? Jesus is outlining the criteria of discipleship. Your call and my call is to blessedness or holiness and faithfulness. The bar is raised very high. But each day we try to work out what it really means to be poor in spirit, to really mourn with those who mourn, to be meek, to hunger for righteousness, to be merciful, clean of heart, peacemakers, and to accept persecution when we try to work for justice in our world. Today we celebrate all who have died and therefore all who have been gathered by God around the throne, as our first reading proclaims, the symbolic 144,000, which biblically means all people. We especially think of those who died within this past year, those of our friends and our circle and our families. Pope Francis constantly challenges us to be inclusive and to broaden our understandings of the great diversity that we are as a church. So I would like to share a new understanding of this feast day that I have just gained from Facebook and the Internet. Here in the United States, we are privileged to have approximately 20% of our population represented by Hispanic and Latino people, a large portion of which are folks of Mexican heritage. This day, and for several days prior, the Mexican people celebrate Día de los Muertos, literally translated, the Day of the Dead, with colorful parades, lively music, prayer and sacrament, shrines, festive food and fun, and family gatherings. They are remembering, according to their own culture, the holiness and faithfulness of their ancestors. We each can do the same. We are blessed to follow Jesus, even in our imperfect ways of living out the Beatitudes. Our loved ones are blessed to have spent a lifetime seeking God as they listen to the dictates of their heart and conscience and try to follow that. People of all faiths and denominations are blessed in their faithfulness to their traditions. Finally, to all who will be voting or who have voted, whether in the United States or in any other country, I urge you to Google Jesuit Father James Martin's Prayer for Elections. Father James Martin has put out a lovely prayer which ties in beautifully with today's gospel, Jesus' teaching on the Beatitudes and our responsibility.